Welcome to the 99% Loco Podcast.
Hey there, podcast family. Welcome to another week of the 99% Local Podcast. This week brings us to episode number 59. Before I intro this week's guest, and even though I say it at the end of the podcast, could you do me a favor? If you like this podcast, could you go to whatever platform you're listening to this on and give me a rating? And then share this podcast with all of your friends. I would greatly appreciate it. If you're new to the podcast or been a longtime listener, let me remind you of what this podcast is about. Each episode, me, your host, Chris Green, is bringing stories of Nashville and Middle Tennessee-based entrepreneurs, authors, musicians, artisans, and other creators. Everybody has a story, their own unique upbringing, and a passion for why they're doing what they're doing. I personally love the sense of community around Nashville and get my kicks from sharing these stories. This week, I am joined by Tyler Logel, otherwise known as the Nashville Bike Guy. Tyler is a bike courier serving downtown in Midtown Nashville, but he's not just any bike courier. Tyler's story begins where many did when COVID-19 hit, and then he found a need in a niche market in downtown Nashville and became the hyperlocal delivery guy on a bike. Tyler wanted to show more people that this was an efficient and eco-friendly way to serve Nashville, not to mention super fun, while also creating hyper-local connections that could lead to more work for bike couriers in Nashville. I'll let Tyler tell the rest of his story, and with that, let's get into this. Here's my conversation with Tyler Logel, Nashville Bike Guy. Well, hey, Tyler, thanks for doing this. I'm excited to have you on the podcast. Do you want to just give a little introduction of who you are, and then we'll dig into things?
Yeah, sure. And first of all, thank you for having me on. I am kind of the main bicycle courier downtown, or one of the main bicycle couriers downtown. Certainly one of the only full-time bicycle couriers in Nashville. About, I would say, almost 2 years ago now, I, like many other people, lost my job due to the pandemic, lost about everything that I had. And when everything started to open back up, I found work as a bike courier. Come down a few months into the road, I moved to Nashville, started delivering food here, and eventually started up Nashville Bike Guy.
Yeah, so that's what caught my attention, you know, always those taglines. And I actually came across you from Nashville Voyager, because they actually had me featured, I think, last year. So I saw you on there. I saw your story. I was like, I got to get this guy on. He's got probably an interesting story to tell, and a very unique, I guess, career, you'll call it. I mean, you ride a bike for a living. So
right. Yeah, it's been a weird journey. I can definitely say that. Never in my life did I tell myself that I wanted to be a professional cyclist in any manner, let alone delivering food. but the pandemic, you know, kind of forced a lot of us to find our passion in a weird way. And I was fortunate in that manner. Before the pandemic, I was a bookkeeper and kind of an office manager for a roofing contractor in Alabama. Worked in an office on salary, you know, 40 plus hours a week, like a lot of people. And honestly, it killed me. And when the pandemic hit, I wasn't prepared. I was barely ready for taxes, let alone the closure of the entire United States. So, It put me in quite a predicament. I spent a couple months in a commune in North Nashville, and that was how I kind of got acquainted with some of the folk up here. Made a lot of friends, a lot of connections, and eventually, when everything opened up, I decided to go to New Orleans just because I had family down there and I felt a little bit more secure. It was more open up than Nashville at the time, I'll be frank. You know, Nashville was pretty locked down even for that summer. But New Orleans was fairly, you know, the restaurant industry at least was booming. So I got a job down there at a 5-star restaurant. I rented out a room from my uncle in a townhome in uptown New Orleans. And I started, you know, trying to get used to the hustle and bustle, I guess you would say, of the New Orleans restaurant business. It's extremely high pace. You know, they're dealing with ridiculous amounts of volume. And overall, it was just kind of suffocating. And my uncle introduced me to bike courier work. It's pretty common down there in New Orleans. It's honestly impossible to get around in a car. Basically, you know, I started delivering down there, and if you know anybody's been to New Orleans, they'll tell you that place has got some soul. And just riding a bike around there will make you fall in love with doing just about anything. The music, the culture, the food. Man, I had never eaten food like I did down in New Orleans. And being able to deliver for some pretty famous restaurants, going to famous places, it was a life-changing experience for me, even in the middle of the pandemic. But as, you know, time started going on, unfortunately, that town just got pounded by the pandemic. And it's taken a lot of beatings, but COVID has really, really done a number. And I decided to come back up to Nashville just because it was starting to open up more. You know, I figured it was a much bigger metropolitan city and it was bound to have more opportunities for, you know, bicycle couriers.
Right.
Especially in a, you know, area as congested as downtown. So I moved here, and when I first started living here, I was staying at the Music City Hostel right off First Avenue, and that was in about September of 2020, so it was still kind of in the, you know, middle of the pandemic, but Nashville was really starting to get back in that, you know, action. They was trying to, you know, Broadway was obviously ignoring everything, and there was some good opportunities, but it was an adjustment. For sure. It was nothing like New Orleans. Nashville has hills. New Orleans doesn't have hills. That's one main difference that I had to get used to. And the opportunities were just nowhere. You know, in New Orleans, there was probably 2 or 3 dozen bicycle couriers for DoorDash, Uber Eats, you know, all these different services. I don't even think I heard of a Jimmy John's guy. But there was plenty of people out there who've been doing it forever. But in Nashville, I think I only know about 2 or 3 other guys who do it. And they're only doing it maybe part-time, if that. So it was pretty fascinating to me just coming into it and a bit of a struggle. And I had to work around that. But I've definitely adjusted to it. And I found that there is a niche for it and definitely a demand for it. And that's kind of why I started Nashville Bike Guy, was to get that out there and to tell people, you know, this is a really feasible option. And it does work in other major cities comparable to Nashville size and even smaller. But it's just not utilized.
Yeah. So when was that you moved back? You said the middle of the pandemic, you know, the last 2 years have flown by. And mm-hmm. Was that like still 2020?
So I lived in the hostel from September of 2020 to December of 2020. Actually, basically I lived there up until the Christmas bombing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So the RV was actually parked 300 feet from where my room was. Thank God I was not in the hostel at the time. I was actually spending, you know, Christmas morning at a friend's house a few miles away. Some of us were awake and they said they heard the, you know, kind of the aftershock, I guess you'd say. But I got a call from my roommate, and he's freaking out. He's saying that they're getting evacuated and put on a bus and going to the, you know, the shelter, which I guess was probably Bridgestone. And it was pretty freaky at the time. But obviously that location has since shut down. And so I moved out of there. I used the resources through the disaster relief program to get an apartment. And stayed there for a little while. And so now I've got a place as well.
Well, cool. Yeah. You know, going back to the whole niche market in Nashville, I mean, there's a lot of other cities that have a lot more bike couriers than Nashville. I mean, I don't see Nashville as being too bike friendly anyway, right?
No. And, you know, it's weird because they have definitely put the money into it and they've tried. It's just kind of like the maintenance and the overall usage. You know, if there's not a huge presence of bicycles out on the road, the drivers aren't going to be very courteous to them. And, you know, in other places, bicycle transport and transit is really common. And I feel like just because there's that danger, and just because the bike lanes aren't maintained and there's not enough room on every road, the people are just afraid to go out and try to use that to ride to work. And, or, you know, that and the riding conditions, like I said, the hills are pretty bad. But I feel like there are a lot of things as far as, you know, pedestrian infrastructure and whatnot that can be improved, especially in downtown Nashville, to help, you know, kind of curb the issues and really just, you know, get people to use more eco-friendly transport.
So tell me a little bit, like, what is the day in the life of the Nashville bike guy like? I mean, tell me how being a bike courier or messenger, what's the proper term, bike carrier or messenger? Are they the same thing?
Well, it kind of depends. Okay. You know, it throughout the industry, there's different terms. I use bike courier because it best fits what I do, using, you know, just transporting parcel packages and food. Technically, a bike messenger is documents. Say if I was delivering, like if I was delivering a legal paper or a court order, something like that, then I'd be a messenger. But unfortunately, due to the invention of the email, you don't see a whole lot of real deal bike messengers anymore. It's mostly packages or food, predominantly.
Yeah.
So, and that's true, you know, in like New York, Chicago, even and other countries as well. But a day in the life, for me, I like to head out in the prettiest hours of the day, obviously. I live in Antioch, so I just ride my bike up to the main road and then I take the bus and go straight in downtown. I start out mainly with coffee runs. I like to use Uber Eats mainly. That's my predominant, I guess you'd say, moneymaker. Typically, coffee is a really big thing for offices and Broadway. You know, people who are opening up the honky tonks and whatnot. They don't, you know, they can't leave. They don't want to leave. And the Starbucks is just around the corner. So I'll do, you know, 5-10 deliveries of just breakfast runs. Throughout the day, lunch is relatively busy most weekdays. I'd say the weekends are probably my busiest days. I'll stay out, you know, 8-10 hours, try and do every single shift if I can.
Yeah, so I think so. You also do like private delivery too, like for supporting small businesses and whatnot too, right?
Yeah, well, I try to you know, put out a lot of like offers to do office catering, and I have a lot of people who, instead of, you know, going out and picking up a bunch of orders for their office, I'll pick up, you know, several orders and be able to do it obviously in a much more timely manner, especially if they're ordering within a 2-3 mile radius. So As far as local businesses go, I have been really trying to put out an effort and trying to talk to different managers and getting a partner. I'd really prefer to start out with just one single business so that way I can scale up properly. I've talked to a lot of the other, you know, bike couriers in downtown Nashville, and they believe that the best way to do it would just be to kind of advertise it out there and, you know, put it out to every tourist and everybody staying in the hotel, you know, to be able to deliver those goods. But to me, I think it would be better served to focus on just helping out the local businesses, trying to support, you know, their sales and increasing their customers in the surrounding area and the local, you know, clientele.
I want to take a moment to tell you about Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee believes that every cup of coffee you make should be your best ever, no matter how you take your coffee. Launched in 2018, Trade Coffee unites the nation's top roasters, including some in Nashville, directly with drinkers, offering 400 plus roasted to order coffees so fresh they don't exist until you say so. This company has really opened my eyes to everything coffee can be, and in the process, turning me, who was a regular coffee drinker, into a coffee lover. Listen to these coffee subscription perks. Access a handpicked selection of 400 plus coffees roasted around the country and personalized just for you. Automatically receive discounted pricing on curated coffees plus free shipping always. Adjust your coffee, update order frequency, go from hot to cold, or switch to decaf. Pause or cancel at any time. Lastly, sit back and enjoy. Their coffee is roasted to order and delivered at peak freshness direct to your home. So, are you ready to unlock your coffee rotation? I want to share a special offer with my listeners. If you sign up for a coffee subscription as a new customer, you will get your first bag of coffee for free. Yes, free. All you need to do to get started is go to 99%localpod.com/coffee.
Yeah, so I know there's some there's some not so glamorous parts of what you do too. I mean, I guess it depends on how much work you have, but it sounds like, you know, you've been doing this a while now. You're kind of getting in a role and you get enough business, but I'm sure it gets a little stressful when it's raining, it's snowing, there's intense heat.
Yeah, you have to learn to be, you know, forgiving of Mother Nature at times, for sure. And you know, be grateful for the days when it is sunny out. I try my best to just, you know, aim for my off days on those days when it is torrential winds and just completely dangerous for me to go out. But I'm not too much afraid of a shower. And I mean, snow bites, I'll be honest. Snow bites. But I'll take that over 80 or 90 degrees. Just about any day.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even mention collisions too.
yeah, that can be an issue. I mean, I will say, considering how many miles I put on, my track record is fairly fortunate. You would think, you know, for the times that I've been out on the road, I would be getting hit left and right. But I've really only had one bad hit with a car, and that was it's not completely my fault, but I could have avoided it. And so there are some things that I have had to learn to be a lot more careful. And I mean, obviously, you know, look out for my life.
Yeah.
But just try and make sure that I'm still able to go out the next day. And a lot of that just has to do with staying visible, you know, using the right hand signals, trying to make sure that, you know, you're communicating with the car, being patient as well, because God knows that, you know, cars aren't patient. They just want to get going. And it's something you just kind of learn to work around. And I think a lot of people, would say that it's, you know, a bit of a death wish and it seems crazy and too much of a risk, but at the same time, it's a thrill. And, you know, you have to have one of those personalities that's, you know, kind of enjoys that. It's somewhat of a street sport almost, in a sense. And, that makes it fun.
So I know, you know, I checked out a little bit of your social media. It looks like you got a nice bike crew or a company that helps you out too whenever you need, you know, your bike fixed and things like that. Because I'm sure you run into things like that too when you're out working all day, and that probably slows you down.
Oh yeah, Cumberland Transit.
Yeah, yeah,
of course. Yeah. That's my pit crew.
Awesome.
No, they're really great people. I found them a few months after I moved to Nashville. And I've tried out a lot of the bike shops around here, and they're all really great. You know, Green Fleet, Shelby, Halcyon, I'd recommend all of them. They got awesome mechanics and great people working there. But the overall feeling that Cumberland Transit gives me is like family. And yeah, they take care of me. They're pretty central to where I deliver for. So they're just, you know, a lot closer to where I am always. I can just pop in. They've always got people on staff, willing to help out. A lot of products, you know, because it's an outdoors, you know, store in totality. It's not just a bike shop. You know, they have all kinds of camping gear and stuff. So I can get all kinds of bike packing gear and whatnot there. And they're just really, really helpful. I'm actually, I've applied to be a Cumberland Transit ambassador, to kind of like help support and get out the word for their products. So I'll be learning about that within the next week. Oh, whether cool. or not I got that. Yeah. Wish me luck.
Yeah. Well, speaking of bikes, I don't think you could mm-hmm. just ride any bike doing what you're doing. I mean, that's obviously important, right? The type of bike.
I mean, each courier has their preference, yeah. You know, me personally, I've always kind of liked, like long distance hybrid bike, something that's comfortable to be riding on for hours and hours and hours. Some messengers, they want a road bike with drop handlebars so they can go super fast and just get there and gone. And, that's not me. That's how I get hit.
Yeah.
I want to go slow. I want to go careful. You know, you don't have to be fast to get around faster than a car on a bike, because traffic will do that for you. As long as you can learn to bob and weave around the traffic, there's no way you're not going to be faster than the car.
Yeah.
So, some messengers, they prefer fixed gear bikes with no brakes. They don't want to have any brakes. They just want to keep going nonstop pedaling. Once again, not my vibe. I prefer to have several shifters and constantly switching out my brake pads, feather, you know, to the touch. And, so I use, I think it's, gosh, I'll be honest. I'm not good at, like, I know I'm the bike guy. I should know everything about bikes, but I don't know much about brands and stuff. It's a Trek Multi-Cross, something like that. It's a long, some kind of lower end, long distance touring bike. You really don't want anything expensive when you're doing this job, because it will get stolen. I've actually known two couriers in downtown Nashville just this last week who have had their bikes stolen downtown. One of them was an e-bike, almost $2,000. And I mean, I see why he's trying to ride an e-bike, but at the same time, kind of had it coming. I mean, and that's what I told him. You know, I was just, you should ride something that you're ready to lose, because it's going to get beat up. It's going to get torn up, and it's just an investment. You know, you're just trying to make money off of it. So, I think I spent, a little over $200 on the bike that I have now. The last bike that I used, it was $150. So,
yeah,
I try not to go all fancy.
Yeah.
You know, just use something old and reliable and comfortable on my butt.
Yeah. You do have this fancy trailer though, that you pull behind your bike. That's pretty cool. Did you build that, or is
no? It's so that's like a long distance touring trailer. It's called a Yak Bob cargo trailer.
Okay.
And it hitches on to your rear wheel, hooks into the axle, and I've got two insulated bags and a drink carrier, and a bunch of bungee straps and whatnot. And then, you know, a couple other delivery bags as well that I can strap to my bag, and be able to take catering orders and larger parcel packages and whatnot. But my biggest thing that I can put to merit as far as my craftiness is putting the sign on the side that has my logo and Instagram handle. I did make that. I built that and put that on there. So that's pretty fun.
Yep. Free
going around town.
While you were going around. Yep.
Yeah. It turns heads and it gets people asking and whatnot. And usually they ask me if that's an app. You know, they automatically assume that it's like a new delivery service or something of that sort, which is awesome because, you know, that's the intent, is give off the professional vibe. And then I'm like, oh, no, it's I am the bike guy. I'm the guy on the bike. It's just it's me. I'm delivering stuff. Like, oh, OK. Yeah. But it's cool. It's really fun.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. What would you say, like, what's... Besides, and we talked about the rain, snow, the weather, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. What's the other challenging things about what you're doing?
I mean, infrastructure, you know, like I said, the overall maintenance of like the greenways and the sidewalks and pedestrians, you know, like that's my biggest argument to the city's, you know, care to the sidewalks and the lanes is, you know, you've got scooters, e-bikes, a million pedestrians jaywalking all over the place. And there's so many cars just dodging them left and right. I mean, falling over and whatnot. And you would just, I mean, it's not even just the bicycles, you know, you would think that they would make room for all these people that are on the road. And so that is definitely a struggle. It's just kind of trying to navigate all that, dodge pedestrians. You don't want to hit the people while they're visiting Nashville. That'd ruin their stay. I guess... You know, at this point, it doesn't seem like there are that many struggles.
Yeah, well, that's good.
I mean, it's kind of mundane. I go to most of the same buildings. I go to the same restaurants. With such a close delivery proximity, you know, I know everybody to the places that I go. I know all the concierges, all the people in the restaurants. I know the addresses almost to heart. So in a most days work, as long as the sun is shining and, the traffic isn't too bad, you know, I'm just fortunate to be busy, you know, and if I'm not busy, there is always the Jimmy John's. So, that is always steady work for bicycle couriers downtown. They're always slinging freaky fast sandwiches and they have a great reputation.
Right.
They've got at least, I'd say probably 10, maybe a dozen guys between the two stores downtown. And that's the majority of the scene, you would say, for the bike industry.
Yeah.
Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's obvious you posted something today and it's obvious you want to kind of keep growing this, but it sounds like you brought a camera and you're looking to start filming some stuff of what you're doing and, you know, your adventure. So,
dang, Chris, you did your homework.
Rock yeah, on. Got to. You know, there's a lot of opportunity there if you start doing that. I mean, right. I don't know if I haven't seen anyone else do anything like that. I mean, I'm sure you run into all kinds of crazy stuff and maybe some days not. And
I've always thought about it. And, you know, just because, and I guess some of the stuff that I see, I don't realize that it's too crazy in the moment. You know what I mean? Because I'm just constantly exposed to so much stuff. In the overall, you know, overwhelming nature of Nash Vegas. And then I just, you know, kind of ride away from it for a second. I'm like, man, that was crazy. I should have gotten that on camera. And then it, also that and just other people, you know, telling me about, you know, people on stuff like TikTok, Instagram and whatnot, doing that kind of point of view camera up in New York and Chicago. And seeing that, it's not so much for me a marketing tactic, because I don't think that that's going to draw in customers. But for me, I feel like that's a great way of showing people, you know, just Nashville and the, you know, biking nature of it, and trying to kind of promote that activity to people, tell them that they should go out. And I'm not saying necessarily everybody should go out and deliver food, but hey, if you need a job, you know, it's possible.
Yep.
Because, you know, people ask me, you know, other Uber drivers, other DoorDash drivers waiting inside for the food. They ask me if I'm on a bicycle, and obviously, you know, I'm not shy about it. I'm wearing a helmet and everything. Yeah, yeah, I am. And their first thing is, oh, I didn't know you could do that on a bike. I said, well, yeah, of course. You know how, you know, the parking is atrocious down here. Yeah, it takes, I mean, 5 to 10 minutes just to get around to the parking garage, and then 5 to 10 minutes to get around to the parking garage to the apartment for the customer.
Yep.
And it's kind of just a routine thing that I explain to each one of them, and eventually by the end of it, they're just thinking, they're like, oh yeah, that, yeah, I can see how that would work out and help you. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
It's not completely crazy, but if I could understand, obviously, if you're not, you know, physically able to do something like that at all. But if you're young, you know, and hell, if you just like working outside, you know, that's kind of my biggest thing to it. I just kind of like the adventurous part of it, riding around Nashville. It's a big, crazy city with a lot of culture. And when I'm not delivering, I'm just exploring. Yeah. Checking out the different corners and alleyways and stuff that's around. It's a really amazing place. It's kind of like a big amusement park.
Yeah. Yeah. It honestly is. Yep. Well, hey, cool. You know, let's get to wrapping up here. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. If you want anything else to add?
No, not necessarily. Like you said, the camera will be getting set up here soon. So anybody should keep an eye out for that, and some more content coming out. Hopefully I'll be pushing out more like daily posts than every other week posts, and giving some more information to the people.
Tyler, awesome. Nashville bike guy, saving the planet one delivery at a time.
Thank you. Thank you for having
online.
Me on, yep. Chris.
Yeah,
I appreciate it, man.
You know, before we go, how can listeners find you online? I think you're mainly on Instagram, right?
Yeah, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. You can also just reach out to me by email, tylerthebikeguy@gmail.com. I'm very responsive. I'm always around.
Well, there you go. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, thank you for listening. If you'd like to get a hold of me, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me directly at 99%localpod@gmail.com. Or you can actually drop by the contact page on the website and send a voice message that may appear in a future episode. You can find the website at 99%localpod.com. While you're there, make sure you catch up on all of those past episodes that you might have missed. If you'd like to support the show, you can do it in a few different ways. Please follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at 99% Local Pod. Leave a review wherever you listen to the podcast. And the best thing you can possibly do is share the podcast with your friends who might want to check it out. Lastly, consider contributing to the podcast on a one-time or ongoing basis. All contributions that I receive, 10% of that goes to the Well Outreach Food Pantry in Spring Hill, Tennessee. Well, until next week, stay safe and be kind to those around you.